Mass being celebrated on this, the third day of the International Eucharistic Congress, is concluding in Dublin. The theme explored today at the event was priestly ministry in the service of communion. Also today, it was announced that Pope Benedict's personal representative had met with survivors of clerical sexual abuse during a pilgrimage to Ireland's historic Lough Derg sanctuary. Emma McCarthy reports from Dublin.
Long before Dante Alighieri ever penned the Divine Comedy, Christians in Ireland were making penitential pilgrimages to Purgatory, which, believe it or not, is on a small lake island called Lough Derg in County Donegal. But never in its 1,000 years of history has anyone ever been sent there by the Pope. On Tuesday, Cardinal Mark Ouellette, at the express request of Pope Benedict XVI, made a pilgrimage to St. Patrick's Purgatory. There he was met by a group of survivors of institutional and clerical abuse, both men and women from different parts of the nation. The meeting lasted 2 hours, during which each survivor spoke of his or her own personal experience. Commenting afterward, the papal legate said he was deeply moved by his meeting and would be reporting on the outcome to the Holy Father as soon as he returned to Rome. Tradition holds that the Lough Derg sanctuary, which consists of a basilica, pilgrim hostel, and series of bizarre concentric rock circles known as stations, was founded by the apostle to Ireland, St. Patrick. St. Patrick's Purgatory is a uniquely Irish pilgrimage. It entails 3 days and nights of fasting, prayer, and recitation of the rosary by barefoot pilgrims around rock beds in often inclement weather. It is a journey of faith and reparation. Together with Archbishop Charles Brown, appointed Apostolic Nuncio to Ireland by Pope Benedict January last, Cardinal Ouellette joined 100 other Irish pilgrims in fasting and prayer overnight on the island. And as he celebrated the concluding Eucharist together with them, he said, "From the context of this International Eucharistic Congress, I reaffirm the commitment of the Church to create a safe environment for children. And together we pray that a new culture of respect, integrity, and Christ-like love will prevail in our midst and permeate the whole of society. For as legend goes, it is only by witnessing purgatory that people will finally understand the joys of heaven and the torments of hell." From the 50th International Eucharistic Congress in Dublin, I'm Emer McCarthy.